there are harmful effects to the pollution that we're all exposed to and we all contribute to. None of us are going to solve this problem unless we're all willing to sacrifice together.
Matthew Fuller is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the University of Utah. He is also the senior author on new research that links air pollution to a higher risk for miscarriages.
The impetus for this study was that I had some close family members lose a pregnancy after a particularly poor period of air quality. And then I noticed in the emergency department that I was seeing more women present with miscarriage in early pregnancy during and shortly after periods of poor air.
The study found that there is a 16% increased risk for miscarriages in women who were exposed to above average nitrogen dioxide levels during a 7-day period.
And this is something that's particularly relevant to Utah and the Wasatch Front, but not just our geographic area. Problems are not unique to Utah. Air quality is an issue all across the world, both in the developing world and the developed world. So this is an issue that confronts us all.
Fuller says he hopes this research will spur additional studies.
This was a retrospective study, and if we find a compelling reason, we then design what's called a prospective study, so looking forward into the future. So that would mean collecting data on women who have not yet been exposed to poor air quality but have the potential to be exposed in the near future.
This is something that impacts all Utahns, Fuller says.
So my hope is that this kind of is a call to action for people, especially in a family-friendly state like Utah. I think we all need to be concerned about things like this because this affects us all. If poor air is affecting the health of an unborn child, we need to collectively do something about that.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.